Tom, the Buffalo Catholic Diocese has laid the groundwork to move forward with its Road to Renewal plan with its announcement on Tuesday to reshape its parishes and worship sites across Western New York. Just wanted to get your overlying thoughts on the plans announced and the parishes set to either close or merge in the coming months here.
Well, I don't think it is necessary. I think that the diocese has moved very swiftly in this case, and whether it's to sell properties for paying off the lawsuit or what the reasoning is, but it has ripped the hearts out of many parishioners in the Buffalo diocese because they are really, really upset, and I don't think they realize how much damage they've done.
Your parish in Tonawanda, Blessed Sacrament Church, is one of those parishes set to either close or merge with this decision on that final list. How do you feel about the diocese decision to include your parish on that list of the closings or the mergers?
We did a counterproposal a couple of weeks ago and brought it to the diocese and the bishop. And for every justification they gave us to close, we found that their data was wrong, and we presented it to them with the correct data, and we finished 1 and 2 out of our family of parishes. Now, the data definitely shows, you know, we are a very vibrant parish. We are the only parish in our family group that has a youth program and a young adult program. We also have adoration, the only one in the entire diocese for 37 hours straight. It's just hard to believe that the diocese has moved to close us. We were in the black also, which the other parishes in our group were not. In fact, one of them is definitely in the negative big time, and they're under a watch list now.
With the diocese approach with the Road to Renewal plan, what more do you feel can be done to better handle this plan of action and in order for their overall goal to strengthen the Catholic Church here in Western New York?
Well, we've been working with St. Joseph's Foundation and Philip Gray, and they have done research over the years. When they close parishes like this, you even lose more Catholics. You lose between 22% and 60%. When you do this process, because that's how much it upsets the people. So how they could have done this better is really, unless you're a parish that is in grave situation financially and the buildings are in deplorable condition, the canon law says that you cannot close a parish. So that is why our group, Save Our Buffalo Churches @gmail.com, we're asking those parishes that are slated to close to reach out to us so that we can give them the necessary information they need to put this forward. First, it'll go to the bishop, and then it'll go to the Vatican.
You just mentioned it there. Your group is fighting this announcement from the diocese. Take us through and explain how you're planning to fight this and kind of what happens along the way as this all hopefully gets sorted out for you guys.
The first start in this process is that you get a parish packet, and you have to choose a procurator for your parish. That is just a person that acts like a power of attorney who gathers the information for you and then submits it on your behalf. So the mandate, what you do is you have the parishioner sign the mandate approving your selection to handle all of your paperwork and stuff for the submission of this. And then as it goes through the process, you have to also do like a proposal and showing the Vatican and the bishop why you shouldn't close. And under canon law, there's a number of items that will come up in there and questions that you have to answer to put your entire packet together.
And what kind of case do you believe that you may have if the appeal reaches the appropriate parties at the Vatican?
If it reaches the Vatican, especially under the case of Blessed Sacrament, we think we have a very good, strong case to overturn it and then remain open.
What more are you hoping comes of this course of action from the Buffalo Diocese going forward?
Just that I wish that the diocese would think it over of what they've done and how they need to go out to these parishes that they decided to close and listen to the people, because I've been around to a number of parishes over the last couple of weeks, And it's sad to see that these older people who have gone to the church and supported the church, and you just see this in their eyes, and they're just so upset about it. And it's not just another building, and the diocese has treated this as just another franchise, like just, okay, we're going to close this franchise down because we just feel it's necessary. And they didn't take the weakest ones. They took the stronger ones. And like I said, Blessed Sacrament is one of the very strongest parishes in this diocese.